So you're sprinkling your house with water. The Ravs are talking about a house that's stone floor, and you're throwing water on in order to settle the dust that's there. But tananu, it got wet. So the wheat that you put down there, it got wet. After you sprinkled the water, you put wheat down, and then the wheat got wet. If the wheat got wet from the water that you sprinkled, then it's going to be chiyutan, and therefore it's hechsher lekabel tumah. If it's because of the natural bedrock, the rocks became wet through themselves, through almost like a perspiration like we saw earlier, that's not tumah chiyutan, therefore the wheat is not hechsher lekabel tumah. Hamachabes is ksuso ba'ariva, nosan ba'chitim v'tananu, imach masamayim b'chiyutan. Let's say you washed your garment in a basin, and then afterwards you place wheat there, and the wheat got wet. So if it's because of the water you put it, it is considered b'chiyutan, because it's considered b'ratzon, you put the water there originally, and that's exactly, even that water you put on the laundry to wash your garment was b'chiyutan. Now you're happy the wheat got wet, makes them look better. However, if it's because of themselves, because they've been tightly packed together in this basin, they therefore put out some internal liquid, that's not considered b'chiyutan. Continues the Mishnah. Hametanim b'chol harei b'chiyutan. Let's say I used to put produce in the sand, and the sand's natural wetness, dampness, would moisten the produce. That is considered b'chiyutan. Apparently all sand contains water, and the assumption is when you put it in the sand, that's exactly what was going to happen. So that's considered b'chiyutan. Ma'ase ba'anshei machoz shayu matinin b'chol. The people of the city of Machoz would regularly bury their produce in the sand, and they were the under assumption this was not hechsher lekabel tumah. The rabbi saw they were doing this, and you've been doing this your entire lives, and you've never had produce that was betara, because all your wheat is now hechsher lekabel tumah because you put it in the sand, and this is something that you shouldn't have been doing because it makes hechsher lekabel tumah, and therefore going to make the flour tummy. That concludes Mishnah Dalet. We on to Mishnah Hey. Habatanim betit ha nuguv. If you moisten the produce in mud, so you would put the produce in the mud in order to get some of the moisture from it. So Rav Shimon Omer, im yesh bo mashke tofeach b'chiyutan. If there's enough liquid in the mud that when it touches it, moistens b'chiyutan. In other words, Rav Shimon's saying that if there's enough liquid in the mud is wet enough, anything that immediately touches it will become wet. That's considered, but the produce is not considered the hechsher lekabel tumah. If it's not wet enough for that, it just gets liquid, gets wet just from being buried there, then it's not considered b'chiyutan. That liquid is not considered hechsher lekabel tumah. It's not really considered a liquid. Okay, here's the Mishnah. Hamarabates as grano. If you were sprinkling your silos, you had a silo like we saw in the previous Mishnah, you were throwing water in order to settle the dust. If afterwards you put wheat in it, you don't have to worry that maybe some of the water was there and it got your wheat wet, because in silos are very dry, and so generally it would absorb, the floor would absorb the water right away, and you can assume it was dry. You don't have to be choshish that your produce got wet. Here's the Mishnah. Amalakit asavim kishatal leim lahasim machitim in machiyutan. Skavim kachar is machiyutan. So you were gathering blades of grass when dew was upon them, in order to moisten the wheat with them. In other words, you have collecting grades of grass to wrap around your wheat. The minhag was, back then, after you gathered wheat, you wrapped them with blades of grass, because the natural wetness of the grass would help preserve the wheat. So that internal liquid from the grass is not one of the seven liquids, and therefore it would not be actually kabel tumah. However, dew, tal, is one of the shival mashkim, is one of the seven liquids that can cause something actually kabel tumah. So let's say you gather these grass in the morning. If you didn't really want the dew, it just happened when you were in the morning, because that's when you had time, that's when you gathered the grass, that happened to be doing it, but you didn't care about that. You just wanted the grass for its internal liquid. And you got in the morning with dew, because that's when it worked out for you. That's not considered b'chiyutan. However, if you dafka did it then, you wanted the dew from the grass to keep it wet, then that is contextual kabel tumah, because we're now dealing with one of the sheva mashkim, which tal is, and therefore that'll be the actual kabel tumah. Next part of the Mishnah, Hamolach Chitin Litchon regarding Lin Gishamim. You were taking your wheat to be ground, and it started to rain on it. Im samach b'chiyutan. If you're happy, then it's b'chiyutan. Why would you be happy that it's raining? The Rav explains, because now you don't have to soak the kernels in water. Usually before you did the grinding of the wheat, you had to soak it. And the rain is preventing you, the rain is allowing you not to have to go through with that. So if you're happy about it, that's b'chiyutan. After the kabbal tuma. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, e'efshar shalot l'smach. Rabbi Yehuda says, that can't be the criterion, because everyone's happy when it rains on it. That cannot be considered a criteria for whether it's b'chiyutan or not. Rather, elam amad, it's only if you stood there to let the rain fall on it, only in that case do we say consider b'chiyutan. Simply happiness that everyone feels, that's not considered a good determining factor. If you stood there, then clearly it shows you want it, and now b'chiyutan, and now be hechshel kabbal tumah. And we'll see a little more in the later Mishnayos, but that concludes Mishnah Hei.